On this edition of USU Extension's Ask an Expert, checklist for September yard and garden tasks. Fall is in the air, which may make you want to hang up the rake, but don't give up just yet. Though we're coming in the home stretch, consider some fall tips from the USU Extension's Gardener's Almanac. You can visit extension.usu.edu/yardandgarden. As for some gardening tips, for storing potatoes, harvest the tubers once the vines have died down. Harvest garlic and onions once the tops have dried down. Allow them to dry for 2 to 3 weeks before storing. Store potatoes, garlic, and onions in a cooled and dry location and away from apples. Fall is the perfect time of the year for planting trees and shrubs. Go hiking in the hills to enjoy autumn colors. You can divide crowded, spring-blooming perennials. Check pears for ripeness once the fruit twists easily off the tree and seeds are dark-colored, allowing them to finish ripening off the tree. Early in September, apply a slow-release lawn fertilizer to provide a long-lasting effect throughout the fall months. As temperatures cool, turf grass requires minimal irrigation each week. You can plant new lawns or repair insect or diseased areas with grass seed, allowing 4 to 6 weeks for establishment before heavy frosts. In compacted sites, aerate with a hollow core aerator when turf grass is actively growing in September and October. For pests and problems, to control raspberry crown borer, use a root drench during late summer to early fall. Learn about what causes bitter pit and other problems in apples. Control rust mites in apple and pear trees after fruit is harvested and before leaf drop. Box elder bugs congregate on sunny surfaces during the fall months, and make sure to monitor for damaging turf grass insects as well. For more gardening information, again, you can visit extension.usu.edu/yardandgarden.